I was really challenged by looking this afternoon at the great evangelist and to learn that the first thing that is required for me to be an evangelist is that I must have a heart for those who are lost. I must have a burden on my heart for the salvation of a lost soul. And this is why it says of the Lord Jesus, he must needs go through Samaria, because his heart was burdened for this woman. You know, the Apostle Paul could say, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Do I have that burden on my heart for those who are lost? And then to see how he, broaching the subject, asked for a drink of water as a starting point so that he can introduce her to the true well, to himself. And then further on, go and call your husband so that he brings her face to face with her sins, with her life of sin. Go and call your husband. And then he says to her, I that speak unto thee am he. So now she's faced with making a decision. I am he. Now what are you going to do about it? How are you going to respond? And she bows to him. And her heart has been won. And she goes and she says to her neighbors, come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. And so she became a witness. She became a witness for the Lord Jesus. So it begins with a heart that is just burdened for those who are lost. But in this portion in Matthew, we see that the Lord Jesus has been rejected. Israel's Messiah and King has been rejected. And these disciples, that time that they spent in his company was a preparation time for them before he would send them out. Who were they? Poor, weak, earthen vessels. As Paul could write, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And so, they in themselves are weak, but he says to them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So, he can keep the vessel. He can keep you and I. We're lacking in power, he has it. We're lacking in strength, he has it. And so he commissions them to go and to disciple all nations. You know, in this gospel, the Lord had told the disciples, go not into the way of the Gentiles, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But having been rejected, Now the commission is to disciple all nations and to baptize them unto the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You know, the Israel knew God as Jehovah. Deuteronomy 6. The Lord is one Lord. The Lord Jehovah is one Jehovah. But now, here we have the full revelation of God. He's God the Father. He's God the Son. God the Holy Ghost. Full revelation. And we are brought into this knowledge. We are brought to become children of the Father. In fellowship with the Son. We're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And so this is what characterizes Christianity today. That God has revealed himself in the person of his Son. And then it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now it's not the law now that is being taught, but what Christ teaches that we are to teach. And then he says, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. I'm with you always. You know, in this gospel, the ascension is not mentioned. And it is because Jesus says, I'm with you always. And as you know, each gospel has its own peculiar design. And you don't have the ascension mentioned in this gospel. It's interesting also that if you look at the commission given in the four gospels, there are differences also. As for example, in John's gospel, he says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. There he sends them forth according to his own personal greatness as the Son of God.